Happy Sunday afternoon, you guys, on this Labor Day weekend. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney. Whitney, how's it going?
It's going good. I was just thinking, this is awesome. It's our first holiday weekend since the semester started.
I know. I think it's just like perfectly orchestrated the way it works out. It's like, okay, we're going to let everybody get a taste of their classes and their normal routine, and then we're going to hit you up with a Monday holiday.
And then before long, it'll be mid-semester study break, and we'll have that holiday, and it'll be Thanksgiving, it'll be Christmas, and then we'll be done with the semester. But I'm not thinking that quickly.
No.
I'm not going to go that quickly. That's how my mind works. We're not going to do that.
Because, you know, we have a small number of people on campus that are into the whole football thing. So then they get, they get involved with that.
Level of enthusiasm for it. And actually, I told someone earlier this week, despite what I told you at the last show, me looking forward to it is I kind of am like, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm like,
it can,
you know,
be here or not be here, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I will say this. Here's what I do. I'm not really a sportsy person. I never have been. I still call halftime intermission because my brain, I still think about like musicals and theater. Like that's my kind of thing I'm into. But I will say the good thing I like about football season is I like the food and I like getting together in the fellowship with people.
Yes.
Because even though I don't watch the games, it's just a fun environment to be in. I don't necessarily go to the quad. That's not my thing, but I'll go to somebody's house. And I love to just sit around and snack. So it's perfect for that.
Yes. I know. Sometimes, like, when I think about the types of things I'm craving, the actual category that would pop in my head is party food or, like, tailgate food.
Yeah.
You know, because that is a very specific genre.
It is.
Especially in the South.
And it's not like you just, okay, I'm just going to go and tailgate for just an hour. I mean, it's like an all-day kind of eat and drink sort of thing. It's very relaxing.
It is.
Well, speaking, I never thought I would say that, but it is.
No, it totally is. It brings unity, so it's good. But speaking of relaxing and it being the Sunday of a holiday weekend, what have you been up to this weekend?
You know what? I am trying to take it easy on the weekends. Like, I am literally trying to take away big jobs and things that I need to get done, because I did a lot of that this summer. Me and a couple other friends were super obsessed with, like, selling stuff and having yard sales.
Oh, nice.
And so we have been doing that a lot. And it's very tiring because you have to get all the stuff out. You got to tag it. It's fun once you do it because it's fun to sit out there. But I just feel like on the weekends I want to just not have a plan. I just want to get up and go, you know, get breakfast somewhere or go to the movies, like just not plan anything.
No, I totally understand because I love the weekend so much. And as much as I love Sunday, I hate having what I call the Sunday scaries.
Yeah,
in the afternoon.
I know what you mean.
But I'm embracing it. You know, hey, I know that tomorrow we're off.
We're off.
So it's totally
Hallelujah.
Good. You guys have made the right decision listening to this show right now.
I mean, there's nothing else you could possibly be doing.
Absolutely not. But if you are a new listener, we should probably let you know a little bit about the show.
Yes.
So Fit to Be Tied, we are focused on all things wellness. Of course, we have a guru in fitness, which is in Whitney, and then myself in nutrition. But we hit on all dimensions, and we'll be talking about that a little later in the show. We've got a great lineup of guests throughout the semester.
Yes.
So it's going to be a fun time.
It'll be a fun time. And well, hopefully this show, you know, we're kind of kicking things off and getting back in the swing of things. We have a lot of cool tips from my side of things for fitness and the services that we offer. And then Sheena, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of tips on your end.
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot to share in that regard, but you guys enjoy this holiday weekend. We are about to take a quick break and grab a snack, head to the restroom, whatever you need to do. Listen to our awesome music during the break, but we will catch you in just a bit.
Hey, I'm Paul Feinbaum. My favorite station in the world, 90.7, The Capstone.
Welcome back. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And if you're just joining us, we have been talking about what we've been up to on this holiday weekend.
Yeah, I love holidays.
Me too.
I mean, I don't know what that says about me if I don't like to work.
But I just really enjoy taking a break from, like I feel like I'm a hard worker. Every week I come to work, mm-hmm. I do what I need to do. I have a schedule. I'm very scheduled. But on the weekends, it's like, I don't even want to look at a clock. I just want to wake up when I want to wake up, go to sleep when I want to sleep, eat when I want to eat.
Right.
It's just, it feels good. It's like very refreshing.
Well, you know, to me, and it actually works as a natural segue because I feel like that kind of speaks to what you see as part of your self-care routine.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And for sure. So we are a wellness-related show.
We are.
And, I know last week we got to talk a little bit about our own experiences as incoming students, your experience as a transfer student, mm-hmm. mine as a freshman student, and we kind of dabbled into our top fitness and nutrition mm-hmm. tips. But today, mm-hmm. we are going to be giving a little bit more detail about the specific services that we offer in our areas, mm-hmm. sharing some of the things that our other campus partners provide. And so, Whit, I know you've been eager to kind of talk about all that UREC has to offer and even just fitness in general.
Yeah, you know, and I think, and I'm going to go ahead and just break the stigma right now that the rec center is overcrowded, because it's not. Mm-hmm. I've noticed over the last couple of years that a lot of our students will go to gyms around town, which is great because we want them to be active. But to be honest with you, we're not overrun. There was a time when we were before our WIT Center was built, but now we have two facilities. Mm-hmm. If you're a swimmer and you like to swim, you can also come to the Aquatic Center. It was just renovated.
Yes.
Renovated. And it's beautiful. I'm not a swimmer, but honestly, I would cannonball in that pool. It's so pretty. Have you been over there yet?
No. And I wanted to ask, because a student asked mm-hmm. me about this, what kind of services are available at the Aquatic Center?
So there is open swim. Okay. We currently don't have any fitness services mm-hmm. over there, but we're hoping that in the spring we'll be able to bring some water fitness classes back, like a deep
awesome.
Water class.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, we definitely have more participation because it is the fall semester, mm-hmm. but I think the fall is the perfect time to come and explore, kind of like what I talked about last week, come and explore what we have to offer for fitness services, because if you wait till the spring and you decide you want to jump all in, well, that's when it's our busiest time.
Sure.
And that's when it can be a little bit more overwhelming. But, you know, all of our group exercise classes are free. And I don't know if students realize that as long as you've paid and confirmed your schedule and you can swipe to get into the facility, you can go to any group exercise class we have for free. And that's anything from yoga and Pilates to kickboxing to days, which is our cardio dance class, to hip hop, which is a more structured dance class, cardio and strength classes. I mean, so we have about 150 classes that we offer between the rec center and the WIT center. And so there's enough for everybody to do.
See, I think that that is amazing because, you know, we already invest so much in what we're paying to the university as far as tuition
yes.
that
mm-hmm.
sometimes students just don't realize those extra services and things that they have access to that's
yeah.
part of that.
Yeah, and I mean, I've had students say, well, how much does it cost to sign up for a class? I'm like, oh, well, it's free. You get a pass. Like, we give out these passes. They're literally like little passes, like your ticket to a class. You grab it and you go, and there's no commitment. You're
mm-hmm.
not having to sign up for a whole month of classes. You just show up and you just go. And if you don't like it, well, then try another class. Because we have about 60 instructors between all those classes. And, you know, you're bound to find some style that you like or some instructor that you're going to kind of gravitate towards.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of curious, what time of the day, especially in the fall, because
mm-hmm.
we know the spring is its own beast
for sure.
New Year's resolutions, but as far as the fall goes, what are the trends in terms of like peak capacity times or just peak times that people are
yeah.
doing in the fall?
You know, I would say our busiest time, or when I kind of see the participation start to pick up, is around 3:00 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see a little bit more people come in. Our classes at 5:30 are usually going to be the busiest.
Sure.
Because you also have to think faculty and staff are also members, and so they're coming to work out and go to classes. So I always recommend if you can go in the morning or if you can go at lunch anytime between 6 a.m., which I know is super early, but 6 a.m. to, you know, 2:30 or 3, we've added some mid-afternoon classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that some of the students will take advantage of that. But even the later at night classes, like at the WIT, we have classes that go until 8 or 9 o'clock. Oh yeah, I would never do that. I did do that actually when I was an undergrad.
Really?
I taught at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So winding down was tough. But for college students, if you need a study break,
go to an 8 o'clock class, you know, study from 5 to 7 and then go take a class. You know?
Well, now with the personal training services, is any time that the student rec center, the WIT center is open, I know it's up to the discretion of the personal trainer, but could any time go, really?
Anytime you want to work out. And here is the, I feel like a salesperson. And here's the pitch, guys. With our personal training services, we have our own personal training studio in both facilities. So if it is busy in the weight room, it doesn't matter because for us, we have our own space. It can kind of pick up a little bit more in the afternoons, but our trainers are so great about working around each other. Mm-hmm. And they try to make that experience enjoyable for everybody that's coming to their sessions. So I say, you know, if you don't even know what to do at the gym and you just need somebody to show you, you should get a couple of personal training sessions.
That's amazing.
I mean, there's no commitment. It's just you buy them and then you work around your schedule and come work out.
No, I love that. And you're right. For someone to just invest in even just one or two sessions with a personal trainer just so that they can get that person to build a routine for them.
Oh, yeah. And starting these habits early when we're in college so that, you know, when we leave, we're still going to go work out. We're not just, you know, coming up with unhealthy habits, which we don't want to do. But I mean, the rec center isn't just fitness. I think a lot of times people think, oh, well, it's just people working out. It's just people in the weight room and cardio. And I'm like, yeah, that's primarily what you see. But we also have competitive sports. And so if you want to play sports and you played on a high school team, I think I talked a little bit about this last week, sign up for a team, sign up as a free agent, get involved with those types of sports and activities. Aquatics, the pool is open, the outdoor pool. Actually, oh, this is the last weekend. Womp womp. Never mind. I won't talk about the outdoor pool. But it's pretty cool and it has a slide. But just, you know, anything that you can do. We have ping pong tables, people play badminton, just getting out and being active. Is the most important thing you can do.
Well, I know oftentimes when I'm having a nutrition session with a student and we talk about physical activity, somebody will say, well, I don't like exercise, but I love going on hikes. And I always plug them into Outdoor Rec because they are going on the best excursions.
We are actually planning a paddleboard yoga trip with them.
Really?
Yes. Some of our instructors have been working really hard to do some yoga on the paddleboards. It's more challenging than you think, but it's also pretty fun with the scenery, and it can also be very quaint and quiet and serene. So look for some trips on the Outdoor Rec website if you want to try yoga and paddleboarding.
That's amazing. I know. Okay. I like the shout out on that for sure. I know. Yeah, because I've definitely done paddleboarding and I've done yoga. I have just not done them combined.
It's definitely, we have life vests that people get to wear, and they're for kayaking. So they're not like the super big and bulky. They're made so that you can be more mobile. So they work really well. Yeah, look for that in the fall. They may already be up on the website. I haven't checked, but even the rock wall, like jumping on the rock wall. And if you want to do some bouldering, which is just without the belay, I don't even know, Malia, if you're listening to me, you're going to have to correct how I say these things because I'm not an outdoor rec person. But even the big rock wall over at the WIT Center, I mean, the times I've climbed on it, it's been a workout. I mean, it's very upper body strength and legs. Even you don't think about your core having to help lift and support, but it's great physical activity.
Well, to me, just visually, it just looks really cool.
Like, it does.
Because the space is beautiful, obviously, but then when you see this rock wall that's independently standing there, like in the
middle.
It's
the first thing that you see. Yeah. I mean, you're just blown away. So, we have a lot of really cool things. Like I said last week, just explore. And I would definitely take advantage of the things that are free first. You get a free climb at the rock wall. Your first climb is free. And just see if it's something that you want to, you know, spend some money on.
Well, to me, that just, from everything that you've shared, it sounds like literally there is no excuse not to try something out because there's something for everyone.
Get a friend. I feel like if you have a friend with you, get your roommate. Maybe, you know, someone from a campus organization that you're a part of and just try something together because you know you've got your backup there. So cool. Well, we're going to take a little break. I just rambled a whole lot about the rec center. I hope y'all got all of that.
That's such good information.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hey, this is Andrew.
This is David.
We're the Revivalists. You're listening to 90.7 The Capstone.
And
And we're back. You're listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. We hope that everybody's having a lovely Labor Day.
Yes.
We've been filling your head with lots of information about rec services and fitness and personal training and group exercise, which I know a lot of because that's where I work. But now we're going to shift gears. I get to find out about nutrition and what the Student Health Center has to offer.
I know. It's so much there. And of course, you know, it goes along our topic of wellness for sure. But I think when it comes to nutrition, it's funny because I was doing a training for a student organization last week. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, I said, do you guys think that nutrition is a trendy topic? And they're all nodding their heads. Yes. And I'm like, why? And they're like, social media, people want to take pictures of their food. And so there is that side to nutrition, and I don't know why I'm going down this rabbit hole, but
just go take that blue pill.
I'm just gonna embrace it. You know, one of the things that I've noticed with nutrition is that it has morphed into almost like a fashion sense for people, where it's someone's identity. So when you're talking about someone and describing them, it's like, oh, there's Whitney, she's a vegan, or oh, that's so and so, they do this and they're paleo.
Yeah.
You know, so it's almost like they see it as this identity. And I think once somebody has stepped into that diet lifestyle, you know, they're feeling the pressure of like, I got to go all out with this. Or maybe that's just with the clients that I'm seeing. But, you know, there's that trend of folks with nutrition. And then you've got the opposite end of people that are like, look, I'm way too busy to be thinking about eating. Like, I need you to help me make this regular.
Yeah.
So I feel like I see the gamut when it comes to those appointments.
You know, it's funny with the whole like nutrition being trendy, because you're right. We are so, and I think being aware of food sensitivities is great. I think we're doing, especially on campus with Bama Dining, everybody's doing such a good job to be aware of like gluten-free options and vegetarian or vegan options. But you're right. At some point, it's like, that's your identity.
Uh-huh.
And like, cause sometimes being a vegetarian, I get very, like sometimes I don't want to actually tell people, because then it's this whole thing and they're like, why? And I'm like, does there have to be a reason? Like, why can't you just like certain foods and not eat meat? So I think that's very interesting that people start to label themselves. And like you said, there's this whole other side of things where, you know, people just don't even think about food. Mm-hmm. It's like, you've got too much going on. You just eat to survive.
Right.
You know?
And, you know, I think nutrition-wise too, and you just mentioned Bama Dining, they do such a great job with our students with food allergies.
Yeah.
And for any listeners who is currently navigating that process, our on-campus dining services is really great. If you go to bamadining.ua.edu, there is a food allergy tab.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, there's a document that you fill out, and basically, you let them know which dining hall you frequent the most, and they let you text with that dining hall manager. So I could say, hey, Whitney. So if you were the dining hall manager at Burke, I could say, hey, I'm coming in for lunch at 11. If they know, hey, Sheena's allergic to gluten, fish, eggs,
that's
and
great.
Nuts, they'll have an allergen-free plate for me. And so that has really actually been a great recruitment tool for our campus.
Because that's scary, especially if you're, you know, if you've had certain meals that you eat, you know, living at home with your family, and you always know that you're in that safe space, and then you have to come here and you have those dining dollars or Bama cash or whatever, and you need to use them up, and you just want to make sure you're eating the right things and that's safe for you, because, you know, heaven forbid you have an allergic reaction away from home.
Exactly.
You know?
And even when it comes to allergies, whether they are food allergies or other types of allergies, I work in the Student Health Center and pharmacy. And what most students don't realize is across the week, we have on average, we're open about 62 hours a week, which is pretty competitive and better than a lot of SEC schools in terms of an on-campus medical facility. And so a lot of times students don't realize we have the types of services we do until their senior year. They're like, oh my gosh.
It's the same thing with us. They don't realize what we have to offer. And we're on the same street, people. You should just take a trip, go see Sheena, and then come to the rec center.
Exactly. They'll be like, I didn't know I could get a women's health visit here.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could set up my allergy shots. And too, we have a pharmacy in our building. And so
that's so convenient.
Yeah. And they, like, you can call them and they'll they don't mind handling calling your at-home pharmacy and getting that transferred over, because my biggest pet peeve is having to be that middleman and doing the calling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I tell students all the time, I'm like, take a look at it. If you don't have health insurance, we have a health insurance policy that is available to students that is just a very nominal fee. And so, I don't know. I get passionate about people having, like, access to health care.
I think that's great. So, if I'm a student and I need some help with my diet and nutrition, how do I go about setting up an appointment with you?
So we make it super easy. Mm-hmm. Students can go onto their MyBama, and there's a hyperlink for the Student Health Center that gets you into what's called our patient portal. And so students can book their appointment online. If they notice that the appointment slots advertised don't match up with their class schedule, they can send me a message through our portal. It's kind of like a secured way of email through a healthcare system, and they can say, "Hey, Sheena, my name is Whitney. I have class at the times of your normal appointments. This is my class schedule. What can you do?" And I'm always working with students to find a time that works best for their schedule. So any listeners who are interested, I don't want you to feel discouraged if you look at the appointment slots and you're like, "Well, poot, I've got class during all those times." I mean, I don't know who says poot
on the radio as a curse word. I think it's great. But
I think that it's good to know that. And, you know, while you're there, a lot of times students say, like, "Oh, wow, I've learned so much from this nutrition appointment." Yeah. And I'll often ask them, too, about family health history, mm-hmm. if they know if, you know, mom or dad's side of the family has any history for diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure. Yeah. And that may be the time that a student decides, "Hey, I've never gotten my cholesterol checked before," and they'll get that done, or even a blood pressure reading.
It's really a great opportunity to take advantage of the resources at the health center, so that way, I never thought about that kind of stuff when I was in school, you know, and I wish I had. I mean, I don't know if that would have changed much of anything now, but, you know, it'd be nice to know those things when I was younger.
Right.
To make better habits. I always had good, healthy habits just because I always liked being active. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't, I think I would have looked at it very differently.
Sure. Yeah. Well, one analogy that sometimes I'll give in class presentations, and I geek out with analogies. I don't know if you're like this too.
Oh, yeah, no.
But so I'll tell students, I'm like, think about your body like a really nice well-oiled machine or a fancy sports car. So if you are honoring or thinking about your body in that regard of this fancy sports car, usually if we have this really nice car, we're going to be making sure that we're taking care of it. We're actually going to take it for that routine maintenance. We're going to get the oil checked. Mm-hmm. We're going to put in the higher quality gasoline because we have certain expectations for how we want our body to perform. If we think of our body like this, you know, old 1988 paid off car, we don't care what happens to it, then, you know, we might not be as good as going for those maintenance checks or going to the doctor. So I think just having that mindset about thinking like, "Hey, I want to think of my body in this regard," and we totally forget that this is the only body we have.
And it's all about priorities too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think of it that way, it no longer, you know, because people can have a bad outlook on food and you want to have a good, healthy relationship with food. And so I think that analogy is perfect, because even you sitting here, I'm like, "Oh, you just made me want to go to like the farmer's market and like go buy vegetables and fruit and eat really, really healthy," just because I'm like, "Oh, I would feel amazing."
Right.
And so, you know?
Because I think some people, they're going to have that motivation of like, "Oh, I want to eat this way because it's trendy and I want to see this as an identity." And then I've got some students that are like, "Hold up, there's a family history of diabetes," and that might be their motivating factor. So you got to find what works best for you in terms of your motivations to pick up certain health habits.
Does the health center have any other resources? I know you're over there, and we also have the actual medical side, or the students can go for the pharmacy and have doctor's appointments. Mm-hmm. But what other Health Huts over there, or the Office of Health Promotion?
Yes. Yep. So so the department that I'm within is the Department of Health Promotion and Wellness, and there's myself and three other health educators, and our area really is doing outreach on campus. Yeah. And so we
the Health Hut,
yes,
which comes to the rec center at least once a week.
Absolutely. And if it's raining, you know, we're gonna be inside.
Oh,
in there.
For sure.
It's gonna be great. Mm-hmm. And so it's great because myself and my coworkers, we're constantly doing outreach presentations on sexual health. mm-hmm. alcohol and other drugs, tobacco use. You know, there's all this stuff with vaping. Mental health, even financial health mm-hmm. that people don't really, you know, think about financial health.
All of our
health.
Dimensions of wellness exactly. that we always talk about.
But, I mean, that's a good segue because that's I know after this break, we're going to be talking about that Alabama model, right?
We are.
Yes. Well, I hope that you have been enjoying what we've been talking about this afternoon. We have been, I don't know, I think we're both in vacation mode right now.
I am totally in vacation mode. I can't even lie to y'all right now.
But and our producer is like, oh my goodness, what is happening?
Why did I sign up for this? She's asleep
too. Yeah. Okay, we can't blame her. It's Sunday afternoon. Okay, you guys, we're about to take a break. I've got the giggles, but grab a beverage, grab a snack. We will catch you after this break on Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney.
The Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
Welcome back. You are listening to Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. And if you just joined us, you totally missed my complete, just the giggles.
The
that
giggles.
I had.
Your tickle box was turned
so
over.
Instead of having the Sunday scaries, I was just having the Sunday giggles. Because
you have the giggles, you'll have to work tomorrow.
I know. It's so great. And if you're like, oh man, I like totally missed Sheena giggling and maybe Whitney giggling, the great news is you can actually listen to us on Audio Boom.
Audioboom.com/channel/WVUA-FM.
So if you missed this show, any of our previous shows, if you're like, oh man, I want to go old school with them and listen from a couple semesters ago, you can
There's a lot of shows that we've recorded. I mean, since what, 2016?
Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe it's been that long.
I can't either. Womp womp. Anyway, little segue. Yeah, it was pretty, We're talking about in the last segment on the Student Health Center and all the services that they have to offer. We talked about the Rec Center. So mm-hmm. we're going to kind of get into a little bit more of our other campus partners with Student Life and specifically with our dimensions of wellness. So we like to focus on all seven dimensions. And so I don't forget them all. I'm actually going to pull them up on my phone. Here I go. We have physical. We know that, which is going to be the Rec Center.
Yes.
We have social.
Yes.
We have intellectual.
Yes.
We have spiritual.
Yes.
We have emotional.
Yes.
We have financial.
Yes.
And then what's the other one? Am I missing one?
Career. Yes. So actually, as you were listing those off, I've pulled up a supporting document with that. On our campus, we have our Associate VP of Student Health and Wellbeing, Dr. Mm-hmm. Todi Perez,
yes.
who has brought this vision of this Alabama model of wellness. So I think it's yes. really cool that we have an upper administration that sees wellness from a holistic perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
So as you were listing those off, I was making sure. I was like, okay, does my document match yours?
Yeah, yeah.
But I actually have descriptors of each of them.
I love it.
You want me to read them out?
Let's do it.
Okay. So on our academic/intellectual, it says developing and enhancing successful skills and intellectual abilities that lead to overall academic success. Makes total sense. Academic institution.
We're a university. Okay.
We want you to do good in school.
We want you to make good grades.
Cool.
Yes. Cool.
Physical. Establishing, enacting, and maintaining individual awareness and knowledge of the importance of physical activity and healthy lifestyle practices. Got them.
We got that. Yeah. Come to the Rec Center. We'll hook you up.
Absolutely. Next is social, and that's going to be developing and maintaining healthy and appropriate relationships with others that lead to a feeling of belonging and social connection. Yeah, we want you to be part of the UA campus community.
Yeah, explore. I'm going to say explore. Maybe that's my favorite word right now. Like Dora the Explorer, which I have not seen, but maybe I should go see it. But explore everything on campus. Find groups that you can be involved with because the social aspect is, I honestly feel like the social side could be more important than the physical side because the social side is going to help you mentally. It's going to help you spiritually. It's going to help you find that belonging of where you need to be. So get involved. Maybe that is at the Rec Center.
Absolutely.
Maybe that is
going to a group X class and you meet some friends, you know.
Yeah. And I know, you know, we had our comments about football season earlier, yeah. but, you know, when folks get together to watch a football game, you know, that provides a social aspect and an opportunity to meet people that you would have not normally yeah. gotten to meet. And, you know, as we talk more about the services on campus, I think one cool thing that UA does is that over at the Ferguson Center for all of the football games, students have the watch parties in the ballroom.
That's so cool.
So,
yeah.
Social, hey, social. We got you. Next is career, and that is gaining awareness of individual interests, abilities, and experiences that lead to congruence with one's chosen career path. So we want to make sure that you are set up for success with whatever occupation you're going to go into.
That's
you're
right.
thriving academically, mm-hmm. but career-wise, you're being set up for those next steps.
And even taking advantage of the Career Center. Mm-hmm. I know that we've had guests on before talking about what the Career Center has to offer, and you know, I can honestly say when I was in school, I did not take advantage of the Career Center, and I wish I had.
I didn't either.
I really wish I had.
I didn't realize that they do mock interview practicing.
Help you with resume writing.
Mm-hmm.
Crimson Closet?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. So if you are balling on a budget mm-hmm. and you do not have, you know, it's not in your budget to buy something that would be workable for
yeah.
an interview, they will hook you up
yeah.
with, you know, a great skirt suit or
yeah.
pants suit or whatever, you know, whatever that vibe is for the type of mm-hmm. Occupation you're
yeah,
getting into.
Yeah, I think that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, if I could go back in time, that would be one of the things.
Yeah, for sure.
Next is psychological, and that's developing and maintaining personal awareness, resilience, and understanding of oneself and others that leads to personal satisfaction and rewarding relationships. We want you to have good mental health. And we've got the departments on campus that really set you up for
yes,
that.
Yes, they're great. So over, I think it's on Bryant, mm-hmm. the hub, I kind of call it. It's like the little annex area. We have the CRC, Collegiate Recovery Counseling Center.
Yes. And the Women and Gender Resource
Which
Center.
Which I always want to, instead of saying the WGRC, I always want to say WBRC.
Uh-huh.
I always get like tongue-tied. But
yes.
Yeah, and so those are, you know, really close to the rec center, honestly, just a street over, close to the health center. Yeah, we have all those services. I think, can you make appointments with counseling through a portal, through MyBAM as well?
I think actually with the counseling center, you call over for that, and they have a really great process because what they do is something called a screening appointment for
your
first visit, which
yeah.
is free. And so you are paired up with a therapist for a time slot that works with your schedule. And from my working relationship with them, I know students have really enjoyed that screening appointment. The staff therapist learns what that student is struggling with or
yeah.
has brought issue with, and that person pairs them with the best person
That's
on the
great.
Staff for that. So,
that's great.
So we just have fabulous services.
We really do.
In that area.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have spiritual, which is developing a process of existential understanding and growth that can help to inform and guide one's meaning and experience of the world.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know.
That's a really good, like, explanation and description.
I know. So thank you, Dr. Perez, these descriptions here. But we have so many great campus ministries
mm-hmm.
and organizations that really foster what a student's individual spiritual journey is going to look
sure.
like.
Sure, yeah.
It's going to vary so much from person
yeah.
to person.
Oh, that's great.
And then last is, but not least, is a financial, establishing and maintaining
yeah.
knowledge and skills to develop financial security.
Wow. I feel like out of all of those, if I go back to student Whitney,
mm-hmm.
I didn't really make a lot of money as a student. And
mm-hmm.
so I didn't have a lot of money. I definitely had some help from my parents. I was very fortunate with that. But I feel like that would have been one of my biggest struggles to know, you know, how to financially take care of myself with bills and a house payment. I mean, I figured it out, but like I said, if I had taken advantage of those resources, maybe it would have been easier.
Oh, absolutely. No, I can confirm with you right now that student Sheena back in the day, I signed up for my very first
credit card.
That's right. When they'd be on campus, like, yes, trying to get you to get credit.
Do they even do that anymore?
I think they can't do that now. That's because awesome. Of students like me, because I legit just wanted this really cute Alabama beach towel of that course. They had.
So you sign up for a credit card.
Yes. And ugh. So I was like, oh man. And then it ended up not being like that great. It was like thin.
Oh,
and
now it's that I'm cheap.
Like, yeah, spoiled by the nice plush like terry cloth. This yeah. was just not it. So it's like, meh, meh, meh. But yes, I don't know. But no, I feel like with those seven dimensions, mm-hmm. they hit every aspect possible. And you were probably listening and thinking, oh, wow, I didn't even think about that even being a component of my health and well-being.
Because it's the holistic approach, right? It's mm-hmm. not just what we typically think about, oh, I need to eat right. I need mm-hmm. to be, you know, active and healthy. It's everything. And I think the ones that are a little bit more, I guess, foreign to us are like the financial and the career, because mm-hmm. we automatically associate mental health with what we do, because food and exercise can definitely play a huge role in the mental side of things. We're so cool. Our student life's the best.
I know.
We're the best. Shout out to student life.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hey, my name is Stealth Olvang from the Lumineers, and you're listening to 90.7 Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone. I just feel like I should sigh because it's a holiday, and I hope everyone's kicking back and relaxing.
Yeah, and they're probably all sighing, being like, oh my gosh, they just rocked our faces off with all of this information this afternoon on the holiday.
It was some good information, yeah, especially our wellness model. I love that you read the descriptions, because I'm going to let y'all in on a secret. I don't think I've ever read them. Sorry. But I'm really glad that you read them, and it makes more sense. And hopefully our listeners, students and non-students, absolutely. Our faculty staff could actually get a little information about what we have to offer at the rec, health center, Cleanse Your Recovery. I mean, I could go on and on. Basically all of our services yeah. and student life that we can offer.
And the great thing too is that we are going to have guests from all of these yeah. different areas throughout mm-hmm. the semester. So they are going to be the best folks to brag on their yeah. services, because they yeah. know it like the back of their hand.
They really do. And so, yeah, we actually, for the month of September, we will be focusing on recovery. So mm-hmm. we'll have our friends at the CRC come in. Talk with us and chat with us.
Absolutely. But thinking of health, and, you know, I feel like laughter is the best form of medicine.
Oh, it's so good.
But it,
yes.
Well, we've got jokes, right?
Yes, we've got jokes, guys. Buckle up.
Yeah. You may, I don't think our producer said this on air last week, but there's this whole conversation of like, did you know that you can look up jokes that people don't tell anymore? And yeah. so we just kind of got inspired.
I love a good joke, and shout out to Stephen Middleton, who is out in California now, but he was the joke king, and he would always have a joke for you. If you were like, tell me a joke, he would have a joke.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I have to use the internet to find my jokes.
I did too. Yes, I did. You like to...
I'll go first.
Yeah.
I'll go... Y'all, please. For some reason, we're going to call these either dad jokes or mom jokes. It depends. If it's kind of yeah. better than a dad joke, it's definitely a mom joke.
Oh, absolutely.
It's definitely a mom joke.
Yeah.
All right, let me see what I got. Okay. What did the bodybuilder say when he opened his protein tub?
What?
No way!
I think mine is just as bad.
So imagine Ted Theodore Logan, a villain Ted's yes. Excellent Adventure, Keanu Reeves, who I love, if you know me, say, no way. Way as in W-H-E-Y, as in whey protein.
Oh, my gosh. And I'll have you know, I have it documented that meeting Keanu Reeves is, like, on my dying, like, bucket list. Like, so if
wait,
that
are
happens,
you a fan? Oh my gosh, you know, yes. like we're soulmates. I can't believe I'm saying this over the radio. Keanu, if you hear me.
No, that's what I wanted to name our firstborn. But
he's so cool.
Oh, okay.
We'll dedicate a show to him next.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. Why did the can crusher quit his job?
I really think I might know this.
Okay.
But maybe not, because he was crushing it.
Because it was soda pressing.
Because it was soda pressing.
I can't believe I said that on air. It's like documented on the interwebs forever.
Well, at least it's not as bad as the knock-knock joke. Well, aren't you glad I didn't say banana? Do you remember that joke?
Yes.
I bet that's on that website.
I bet it is,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh.
But the no way. I'm upset no that way. I didn't just think about it. I think I really just wanted to hear you just say the punchline so bad.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and we do have a quick little update for you guys. I know that we had this fun tie-dye fest that was supposed to happen last Sunday, and it got rained out. We are rescheduling it. It'll be September 15th, so if you guys want some free food, food trucks, and tie-dye, some shirts, the outdoor pool won't be open because we'll be closed by that point. But yeah, if you want to come in and enjoy the tie-dye fest on September 15th, we'll be there.
Yes, and the great thing about that is that that is going to be Sunday that ends our wellness week.
Yes.
And you'll be hearing us talk more information about that. We'll have different events throughout the week related to wellness, and that'll be a great ending event with our tie-dye fest because we'll have some of our campus partners that's representing our health-related departments.
Yep.
And then we've got the food trucks.
Food's there, I'm there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed your afternoon with us. Actually, I'm not going to say that because I know that you did. It was amazing. And we know that you're going to enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, but we hope you have a fabulous week. And we will catch you next time. You have been listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and Whitney on 90.7 The Capstone.